kids being learned to Nishmas Moron, Rab Rabom Yaki ben Ramey Zan Volakoyim, Nishmas Rab Nisana ben Rab Zalman Pinchas Akoyim, Nishmas Rab Yeshua Chaim ben Ramotre Tzvi Alevi, Nishmas Rab David ben Ramey Shigrosman, Kulam Zechainim Levroche. Miyandaf Pei Dalet Omed Alef. Just get into the swing of the sugya. We had in the Mishnah that Tisi Adam is not noyig b'mukdoshim, and the Gemara at first wanted to say mukdoshim is koilu kochei mizbeach, and the reason it is not noyig b'mukdoshim because it is impossible to make Tisi Adam lamato. When the, by Chato Soif, Nimse Dome Yalkira Mizbeach, the Kempi Adover Hachitzitz, between the Mitzi and the Kir. And so if you'll put offer there, so it'll be Chitzitz, so that'll be Ma'akev, the Mitzi Adam, Mavatel, the offer to the Mizbeach, to Yemoisef Alabinyim. So it is not roi lekisui, it's not roi lechasis milamato, and we hold like a bzeire, kol sheni roi lebila bila makeves boy. So the Gemara asked the kasha, you can make kisui with the dam that you're mematza on the mizbeach, afterwards you'll be goyre the dam, and then you'll be mechasa the dam. So the Gemara says, you're right, by kochi mizbeach, Hakya, there is a mitzvah of Kisi Adam. Now what the Mishnah says, Loi b'magdoshim, hoche b'maskinon, b'kotshei bedek habayis. Speaking about kotshei bedek habayis, and posh kotshei bedek habayis, if a person shechts a chaya or a noif, so it's a shchita shein ruy, it's not roi lachilem. So that is why it is, there's no mitzvah's kisui. So the Gemara is, v'lechino, v'lechino. So you can make pidyon, after the shechita you can still make pidyon, and then it'll become roi l'achila. Taisa says, pshat, cheretz oimed lipodis, al tefset kochim. So you have to be poided, according to Rab Shimon, kolamed livdis, kepodoy domi. So the maise, it's oimed livdis. So in some mele after pidyon it's roi la'achila. So if it's roi la'achila, so then there's a chiyuv kisui. So afilu by kochei bedek habayis, there's no reason why you should be potter from kisui. So the Gemara said, be'inon hamoda v'haroche. You need hamoda v'haroche, and that was really the end of the first teretz that Rabbeinu HaKodesh holds. That he holds like Rab Shimon Shchita Sheneruye Loishmo Shchita Aye could become Roy through Pidyon, but you need a Moda Varoche, and after Shchita you can't make a Moda Varoche. So let us see the second Taisvis. Beinin a Moda Varoche Beim Taima. So Taisvis asks, but Kozman she Mefalchesin, Kozman the Beim is Mefalches Bnei a Moda Varoche Nino. So the it's called Bnei Hamoda Varoche. Kida Omalel Beperik Beis. Chiteimo Beinen Hamoda Varoche. Osnan Shochat Bo Shnayim. Eiroiv Shnayim. Amefaches. Arei Kechayo Lachol Dvorel. It has a din of a chai. It has a din of a chai. So it's about Pidyon. It's called Abar Hamoda Varoche. It's still a chai. V'doichik loymar b'hoche ayri b'oif. Here we're speaking about only by an oif. Dein boichies kol kach. Oif, that what the Gemara says, that Mefarche says adin chai, that's tafke by a beheme, so that since it has a stronger chius b'chayo, so la'ach eshrite still has a teiris chai, and it's called a bar amod baroch. Here we're speaking about an oif, the ein boichies kol kach, V'haraya d'chsheirei b'simenechot. We see that legabi hilchas shchita, you don't have to shech both simonim. And the reason is because there's a miut chiyus in anoif, so with one simon, you mapik the chiyus with one simon. So since we see that there's a miut chiyus in anoif, so it could be that the pilchus of anoif does not have a din of a chai. Then svara lechalik. That not a svara lecheretosis means to say that whatever chiyus there is, so the pilchus after the chiyus is the hamshach of the previous chiyus. So it still should be considered a bar amod of aroch. Meforish or Rav Shmaya. So Rav Shmaya says amur deki yisod. The shoch, that what the Gemara says in the Aflamet, the shochat bo shnayim, oiroiv shnayim, hez harei ukechai lachol dvorel. Hainu kedamrinen bo'ir v'roitev, the Yisrael b'tmeyo bo'ivet kechovim b'tahoyrom, kedaperish Rabbi Nechanan ole'el b'perik beis. They're speaking about two cases where the shchita was not a proper shchita. Either it's speaking about that a yid shechted a behemah tmeya, or it's speaking about that a goy shechted a behemah tmeya is a lav bar zviche. So the zviche is not matarit ba'achile. It doesn't give it a shame oichu, because the shchitas akum is not matar, and the shchitas behemah tmeya is not matar. So there we say, kol zman it's mefarches, it still has a din chai, and it's not metame tumas nevelas. It still has a din chai. Because the shchita did not change the halachas of the animal. That means it's not a goy shechts an animal. So it's nothing. A shchita's akum is nothing. So memela, since the shchita did not change the matzav of the animal, so memela it's still considered a chai kol zman it's mefarches. But Agamor is speaking about that a yid shechted. Here we're talking about that a yid shechted an oif or a chaya. That's kotshe bedek habayis. So the shechita of a yid makes it from a balchai to a oichel. That's the shchita is mishane, the matzav of the animal. Before it was a balchai, now it becomes a noichel. It's ois balchai. So the din shchita sheboy gives it a din that it's ois animal, it's ois balchai. So it's a lav bar hamoda v'aroche. That means it's moiridik. The din hamoda v'aroche is not the physical capabilities for it to stand. You need lemaise that if lemaise halachically, it's considered geshachta now, it's a neuchel, so that when it's standing, it's a dead animal that's standing, but so it's called a la baramoda barocha. V'chein hodekom ahosam beperik beis, mei pesach, mi itri, they're also speaking about a person shechted a korban Pesach in the middle of Pesach. The Gemara says it's still oimed to be poided and to purchase a Pesach with the domim of this animal. So it's oimed lepidyon. It's called the Tabar Pidyon. Shleigoma Shchita Ayri. That's speaking about Bechalal didn't make a complete Shchita. B'Shchita Pultalei Mishtariye Ba'achile. It just started shechting it. So the beginning of the Shchita has a Teres Mum and it's a Bar Pidyon. But there Bechalal we're not speaking about. He made a Shchita Gemura. Aval Hoche the B'Shchita Zu Mishtari Ba'achile. So gets a Teres Oichel and loses the shame and Chai. Achai, lavne hamode varoche nino. So Bekitzer, this was one mahalach to understand Pshat in the Mishnah. The Mishnah is going according to Rabbeinu HaKodesh, who holds Shchita Shein Ruye Loishmo Shchita. And he also holds that by Kotshi Bedek Abayis, he need Hamod Baruch. Let's get back to the Gemara. Kulo Rab Shimon. It goes according to Rab Shimon. And according to Rab Shimon, we had a problem, so why isn't it Mechuyiv Bekisi Adam? According to Rab Shimon, you don't need Hamod Baroche by Kotshe Bedek Abayis. So it's about Pidyon. It's Oymed Liftoi, some Emelem, it's Roy Lachila, so why isn't there a Chiyuv Kisi? So the Gemara says, Vishani Hoche, the Omakro, Vishofach, the Kisa. It says in the Posik that after the Shvichas Adam, you should be Machased. So that means that you should be capable to be Mekayim Mitzvahs Kisi right after the Shvichas. That's the mitzvah of kisui. After the shvicha, you can make kisui. That means it's not roi lachasois. There's no chiyuv lachasois till you'll make pidyim. So memele, so there's no, that's not the mitzvah of kisui. The mitzvah of kisa was only said if it's v'shafach v'kisa. After the shvicha, you can make kisa right away, but if it's not roi l'kisa till you'll be poidim, so then there's no mitzvah kisa. Here you need v'shafach u'poda v'kisa. Shemachusa, yotza zeh shemachusa shvicha p'diyah v'kisa. That's what the Gemara says. That's what the Gemara. So now, you just made a drash. I mean, this is, till now, we didn't learn Shan the Pusik like this, that it means, it has to be Vishofach Vikisa, that it has to be right after the Shvich, you should be able to make Kisa. Now you're telling me a drash, that no, if I can't, that's Shad Vishofach Vikisa, Shani Machusa Shvicha Vikisa. So Mal says, Vahashta the Osis Lahochi, now that you're Machadish, that there's such a drash, Afilu teima kochim izbeich. We can say our Mishnah is speaking about kochim izbeich. Mires takasha kochim izbeich. You said it's not roi lechasois because you need kisei milamata. That's not roi lechasois milamata. So the Gemara asks, it is roi lechasois. After you'll make the mitzi adam, you'll be goyre the dam and you'll be mechaset. So the Gemara says, so we'll say the same shtick teire, mi sheini mechuse, ele shvicha vekisui. Yotzo ze, she mechuse, shvicha greira vekisui. That means in order for you to be capable of making kisi adam, you have to make greira. Also, there's no such mitzvah. The mitzvah is only if you can make vishofach vekisa, not vishofach vegora vekisa. So there's an interesting ritva. The Ritva says, by Emerson, we have to understand Pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara first wanted to say it's speaking about Kotshe Mizbeach. They're not Roy Lachasois because you can't make Kisi Milamato. So the Gemara asked, after the whole Chesh, you could make Kisi Milamato, you'll be Goyer of the Dam. So the Gemara said, oh, you're right. But Kasha, okay, it can't be talking about Kotshe Mizbeach. It's talking about Kotshe Bedek Abayis. In fact, the Gemara, Kotshe Bedek Abayis is also a problem. You can make after the Shchita, you can make, you can be poided. So the Gemara says, oh, it's a good Kasha. We know what the Teretz is. The Teretz is, it's Veshofach Vekisa, not Veshofach Upoda Vekisa. Gemara says, oh, it's not going to be talking about I could be talking about Kotshe Mizbeach, but the Tarzan did not learn like that. The Tarzan said it's speaking about Kochi Mizbeach. He understood Kochi, it's speaking about Kochi Bedekabayis. He understood Kochi Bedekabayis, but it's not speaking about Kochi Mizbeach. So this Tarzan over here, for some reason, understood Kochi Bedekabayis because of Vishofach Upoda Vekisa. But Kochi Mizbeach, he didn't understand. He said it's only speaking about Kochi Bedekabayis. So the Ritva says that he held the Mechusa Pidyon, the boy, Haroche Alpi Bekiyim, that means you can't make Pidyon yourself, you have to be Mamed the Behemah, you have to evaluate the Behemah, Ayidei Bekiyim, Avi Maise, the Choshev Tuve, this is a whole procedure, but when you make Pidyon, you have to stand up the Behemah, you bring Bekiyim, and you have to figure out the Shavis of the Behemah, Mikri Mechusa. That's called mechusa. So that means you have to, and before it's roi for mitzvah's kisa, you have to do a whole procedure of hamod avarocha, which is a procedure. Avogreire ba'alme the maise kalu, something like the cuts of the dam, the choshev mechusa. You have to do something. Do something means you have to do a whole procedure. So the Ritva later asked Akasha, fine, this is very nice. Good, that's the machloikis. So he held that a maisa choshu that is mafsik between the shofach and the kisui. A maisa koldu is not mafsik. Correct, the Ritva, but between you and me, we're going according to Rabbi Shimon, koldai medlifta is kepodidami. We don't do anything. That we consider ki'ilu, since it's oimed liftois, we consider ki'ilu that it's podi, right? We have the result of the pidyon. But in order to make it roichil, you need pidyon. Pidyon is a baisa choshev. The poil, we're not doing the pidyon. We say since it's oimed, but you need a maisa choshev to make it roi lachila. You need pidyon. We don't need it before, but pidyon is a maisa choshev. Mikol mokim pidyonu tzore, umechusa pidyonu. Mechusa pidyon is called, that's mafsik, in the shofach and vekisa. So that's the difference between greire and pidyon. Let us see Rashi. Let us see Rashi. Rahashte de osis lohochi de darshinen ki agavna. We make such a drash. Filo taima bekotchim izbech. It could be speaking about kotchim izbech. But the kamrat ligerei velechashi amakro. Fine. Let's see Toisvis. Yotze ze shemechuso shviche greire vekisa. Veloidomi ledam hanites, tohosom im loihoyo nites, loihoye tzorer greire, avokan I efshel beloi greire. Now the lotion of the Ritva is a little clearer that's the mayam. And the Ritva asks by dam al asakin. Lemaisa we hear aloche, if there's dam al asakin, no problem, you goire the dam, and you make kisi adam. So he asked some dam al asakim. So he says, "Shani hosom ki kshayotza hadam." When the dam started coming out from the behemah, the chaya, hayeroi lekisi beloy greira. Theoretically, it did not have to hit the faken. It's possible. It seems to shecht a chaya with the dam jutting out and not touching the sakim. Im yipol al oretz. So it's possible. So no grad, the sakin was in the way, and the male, the sakin got full of dam. So memele, but so that's not called, I need greire in order to make kisui. When you shecht a chaya, you need greire to make kisui. If you'll be, you'll do to make the shechita quickly, so the dab will come out and you'll be mechaser. So that's not called that you need a double in between in order to make kisui. This is a necessity that you have to be mamatza the dam. So then in order to make kisi you need greira, then there's a chesaron v'shofach v'girer v'kisa. Zok te gemara weiter, mar barav ashi omakro, now mar barav ashi comes with a new mahalach in ganz. To verenfer why kotche mizbeach there's no mitzvah of kisi adam. So ma baravashi says omakro chayo oyoif chiyotzu tzeit chayo oyoif. So we makish oyif techaya ma chayo eina kodesh a chayo, they were not magdish it for a korban. Af oif ain't a kodesh. So the oif, we're speaking about the mitzvah of kisui. So we're makish, what oif is mechuyev bekisui, such an oif that's similar to a chayy. Just like a chayy, you're not makish in lakhov, because you can't bring a chayy for a kob. So we're speaking about an oif that you can't be makish, that you weren't makish. Lakhov, that's not speaking about a chatas oif. Before we go further, there's a pertinent kasha from the Rishash. I mean, what's with kotshe bedek abayis? Kotshe bedek abayis, it could be magdish achaya, it could be magdish. I mean, so we'll see this whole gemara is only talking about kotshe mizbeach. So the Rishash says, kotshe bedek abayis, we have to say what we said before. Whatever the terutzim were before, that chveis, so you need a modav arochev, and you can make a mother baruch. The terutzim and kotshe bedek abayis have said the previous terutzim. Now he wants to say that that by kotshe mizbeach I have a new mahalach because amakish oif lachaye ma chaye she'ein b'minay kodesh af oif she'ein b'minay kodesh. No. Like the Gemara, ma chaya in a kodesh, just chaya speaking, but he wasn't magdish the chaya lekrove, afoif nami in a kodesh. Like the Gemara, let's make the hekish a little bit more inclusive. Ma chaya she'ein b'minoi kodesh. Chaya is a mean that you can't be magdish lemizbeach. Afoif she'ein b'minoi kodesh. And if we'll make this hekesh, oitzi teiren obnei yoinesh yesh b'minan kodesh, so I'll come out, if I'm making this hekesh, so I'll come out that a yoinem, teiren obnei yoinem, even the chulin should not be a chiyav of kisi adam, because just like by chayach, it has to be the mitzvah kisi, it's only the chayach. Ma chaye she'ein b'minay kodesh, af oiv she'ein b'minay kodesh, so let's be mamayit afilu teiren ibnay yoyne of chulen. So the Gemara says, no, you can't make such a hekish, because the hekish is loy ki chaye, it has to be, oiv is like chaye. Ma chaye loy chilaktabo, by chaye there is no difference. All chayes are the same. There's no difference between one chay and another chay. Af oif. Ma chay lechalakdabo, af oif leitach lechboi. So memela faket, if you want to compare it completely to chayes, so faket, that's the true comparison. Just like there are no differences between all the mine chayes, so there's no difference, this is all the mine oifes, they're all chayev, bekisi adam, but we do learn out the hekesh, but just like Chaya is speaking about that he wasn't magdishit for a korban, so Oif is also speaking about he wasn't magdishit for a korban. Zot Rashi. Ma chaya stome eine kodesh. Sheino ruye lahakrib. So stome wasn't magdishit for a korban. Like the Gemara, no, let's make the hekesh. Ma chaya shein bemine kodesh. Because it's a mean that could be a korban. Shemal says, not a chazon. He says, not lechelachtaba. The kulon chayove is bekisi. All chayes are chay bekisi. The ain't bo kedushe. All of them are chayiv v'kisei. I don't understand the whole. The ein bo kedusha would be kulan chayiv es v'kisei v'ein bo kedusha. Af oifes leisach lech v'em loima min ze chayiv v'min ze pota v'miyachula v'inen kechayiv. So b'kitza, we learn out that just like the chaya that's chayev bekisui is speaking about that he wasn't magdishit lakrove, the same thing, the oif that is chayev bekisui is also not magdishit lakrove. Let's see Taisvis. Vimtaima vafilu kochim tuunim kisui. It's not true. There's a oif that's a kobin needs kisui. It's non bepilkim, the kochim bachutz. A person had a chatos ha'oif, and he was moiliket b'chutz, v'meya machayev, so he's chayev. He's chayev b'kisui. Now, so here you see that kochim ha'chayev b'kisui. V'yeshloima, let's say the Maram's Girsa, b'fnim koma. We just mean that the kochim bifnim are not chayev bekisui. The Teferes Yaki wants to say pshat and toisves, the donim kavona sa posik. We're done what the posik means to be mamayit. Shebola mayit dovo hanase letzoirech govoya. The mechumen of the posik is, that means we're down, not some as a dry hekesh, just like a chaya speaking about you weren't magdishit, so a noif is also speaking about you weren't magdishit. It would be a dry hekesh, so then if you were magdishit b'chutz, and you were mayulik at b'chutz, it also shouldn't be chayiv b'kisui. So the Teferes Yaakov says we're down the kavonis aposik. It means chaya speaking about that the shchita is l'tzoyrech hedyid, not l'tzoyrech kavoya. So if it's also that the Malika is Lutzeirech, or the Shchit is Lutzeirech Hedyit, not Malika Lutzeirech Gavoya. Now we're starting a new sugya. Omele Yaakov Mino Lerove. Now on the bottom it says over here, it's my Gemara, that Rashi said, Yaakov Mino Mitamidei Yishoy Hanoitzvei. It was a Talmud of Yishoy, that it says in my Gemara, and I don't know what Gemara said this, the Dibra Masal and Rashi, that he was a mean taker. So he went to Rove and asked him a kashe, a good kashe. He asked him as follows, Kaimolon chaya b'chlal behema l'simonim. Chaya b'chlal behema l'simonim means like this, the simonei tarem. It says by a behema hit it bimafresis palsa, shesa shesa, alligatorim. It says by behema. How do you know a chaya also needs these simonim? Because you have a klal, chaya b'chlal behema. Chaya b'chlal behema l'simonim. And we have a klal also behema b'chlal chaya. Whenever it says chaya, behema is also b'chlal chaya. Saimonami behema b'chlal chaya l'kisui. Good, it says by a chaya, this achiyuv kisui adam.
But we have a klal, beheime bechlal chayim. So beheime should also be chayim v'kisi yada. Amalek, so Rabbi answered him, alecha amakro, ala oref tishpachenu kamayim. This is speaking about the dam of a beheime, and it says tishpachenu kamayim. What's a tishpachenu kamayim? Ma mayim loiboy kisui, afay nami loiboy kisui. We're makish dam beheime tamayim, a pusik. So memela, just like mayim doesn't need kisui, so dam beheime also doesn't need kisui. Oh, so yeah, but he wasn't daunted, this Yaakov Mino. Elamiyata yatvilu boy. Oh. So you should be able to table yourself and dam behem. I did mayim. So be table yourself and to be kosher the tefillah. Amakro. So he answered him. It's a different pasuk. You're asking a good kasher, but it's a different pasuk. Ach mayim uboyer mikve mayim yiyetoyer. Hani ein midi achini loy. You need mayim. Do you need mayim? So to me, it's on the Yilid Mamish Mayim. The Eimah, so he didn't like the Teretz. Eimah, Hanemitele, Mute, Shal Mashkin, Dle Ikrim, I'm sure you're Mayim, and not Shal Mashkin, Dle Ikrim, Mayim. Avol Dam, the Ikrim, Mayim, Hochinami. But maybe Dam is good. It's only a meat on somebody that doesn't have a Din Mayim. Dam, the Eimah, is a Din Mayim. So he answered him, Trei miyuti ksivi, mayim, mayim, uboil mayim. Says in the posik, ach mayim uboil mikve mayim. So we'll see, really the posik is speaking about three bodies of water. There's a mayim, there's a boil, and there's a mikve. And mayim is going on all three of them. So it's a mayim, mayim, boyer mayim, or mikveh mayim. So he says, it says side by mayon mayim, and side says boyer mayim. So there's two miyutim. So he said, Vaita eima idi veidi lemutei shar mashkin, chad lemutei zoichelin, vachad lemutei mechunosin. But it could be only Memayit Shamashkin, but Dam has a shame Mayim. The answer in Tlosa Meyutik Sivi, Mayon Mayim, Uboil Mayim, Mikve Mayim. Let us see Rashi. Look Rashi, Lissimone, yes, Makasha, we have a cloud that Chaya Bechlau Baim Lissimone, Shain Simone Chaya Meforeshes. Doesn't say anywhere that a chayah needs the simoni tara ela bebeima ksiv kol beheima mafreses parsa. We learn out b'chayah bechlal beheima eimenami beheima bechlal chayah lekisui yelfinim bebeheima mekashe daf beheima bechlal chayah. The meila there should be a chiyav kisui by beheima. I told him because it says tishpachenu kamayim, just like mayim doesn't need kisui, so dam also dam beima doesn't need kisui. So he says ela maata yat bilu boy, even the mayim ikri. He told him the pasuk says ach mayim uboyer beparsha shrotzen ksi, the mashma ach mayim uboyer yitayer es mish nitma vishrotzen. Avol dam de ikre mayim. So he said, no, yuma mayim, and not shamashkim. Avol dam de ikre mayim, ochinami de matbilim. So the Gemara says, it says twice, the mayim mayim, and boil mayim. Zoichlen, shamashkim, shenosnon, demokim, midroim, vehichilon, Lemikva, the ilu gabi mayim kaimulon betmura bepere kame, hasheve metaheres berevie bamshoche, imrobu meikshomim adchav alepsoim, Mamshech v'soichon shuvim b'schile yutes soich. Now let's explain this for 1 minute. Rashi is saying a very interesting pshat in the Gemara. Rashi is saying the pasuk is being memayit shar mashkin and not mayim mischila. And this is not the algemet, like this we have a klal, the Rashash Mutchesach on this Rashi, but the Ritva says Rashi is very right. Like this, we have a klal that a mayin is metama, is metayer bischile, and a mikra is metayer bashboyim. That means a mayin is metayer running water, river, a spring, a running water, and the mekshamim is only metayer if it's kavua v'kaime. Now, here the Gemara wants to say that there's two miyutim. There's one miyut on zechile, and there's one miyut on ashboiren, on boiren. So Bemison, Rashi held, there's no such concept of zechile by Shah Mashkin. The only concept of Schiele is by a Mayim. So therefore Rashi learned altogether a different shot in the Gemara. That the Gemara is saying as follows. The Gemara is saying that the halacha is, and if this is shot in Posik, it would seem this is a Daraisa. It's a Machlekes HaRishonim. If mayim shuvim, if a mikveh that's kulei shol is possible min ha-teira, it's not possible min ha-teira. L'chayra, let us just assume, and that's how the Gemara will be very understandable, that kulei shol is possible min ha-teira. Afal pike, kulei shol is possible min ha-teira, if you have a mikveh that has chof alef so of make shomim, and you took mayim shuvim, and you were mamshechet ala karke, and it did not go from the keli into the mikveh. It came from the keli ala karke, from the karke ran into the mikveh. So the din is, if you have roiv mei shomim, so a miut mayim shuvim, that means you have yutes so mayim shuvim, chof alef so mei shomim, so the miut mei mayim shuvim will be mashlim the mikveh. And this is, and that's this posik, that zechile, we're talking about, we're speaking about mayim shuvim, that's nimshach al gabi akag. That's what the Gemara calls zechile. That mayim shuvim could be mashlim a mikveh, but shal mashkin cannot be mashkin, mashlim a mikveh, if you have roiv make shomim. That's what Rashi says. Zeichlen, Shah Mashkin Shanosna Bemokim Madrim, other Mashkin that you put in a slanty place, Vishilon the Mikveh, will not be Mashlon the Mikveh. The Ilugabi Mayim Kaimulon Betmurab Perkame, Hashaeve, Yev Mayim Shuvim, Metaheres Berevie Vaham Shoche. If there's Roiv make Shomim, and you are Mamshech the Shuvim, אם רבו מקשומים את חופה לבסויים, ממשיך לסויכן שובים בסחילס יוטס סוי. So Yaakov Minoed asked, so the posik of Mayin is coming to tell us that Shal Mashkin will not be Metayr Bezchile. The posik of Boer is coming to tell us that Shal Mashkin will not be Metayr without Tzchile, the Ritva is Akasha, so if I know a fellow with Tzchile, it's not Metaya, Abadig is without Tzchile. So let's not go into the Teretz, but Akasha, the Ritva is. Well, Kaponim, that's these two Pesukim. So he told them there's a third Pasik. There's a third Pasik, it says Mayim, Ber, Umikveh, and this also says Mayim. So this is coming to tell us that Dam is not Metaya. So that was his Teretz. Tanu Rabono, Asher Yotzoid Seid Chaye, Ainli Elo Asher Yotzoid.
that, so it says, the Tzayt Chayibo, if the Pasuk says you went and hunted for a chayer or a knife, so there's a din of Kisei Adam. Ainli Ela Asha Yotzayt, if you hunted for it. Nitzaydim Va'oimdim, but what if they were captured already? Kigoin Minayin, Kigoin Evoizim V'tan L'Goylim, you have domesticated oifis, and you don't have to hunt for them. Tamad loymer tzayid mikol mokim. So that's why it says tzayid. It says ashayot tzayid. So tzayid is coming to tell us that a filu, it was nitzod already, you also chayiv bekisei adam. Im kein, ma tamad loymer ashayot tzayid, limda teira derech eretz, Shlo yoichal odam boso elo bahazmona hazais. The Torah is telling us one should not eat meat so easily and readily. The Torah is telling us that just that it should be eaten. Ayidei tirche, the Ritva says, acha yegiye vetirche uleitim rechoike. Let us see what Rashi says. Elo bazmona zois ki ilu hutzot. That like he has to hunt for it. She'eino mizumenes loy. Kloima lo yechul boso todir. A person should not eat kiseida boso. She'lo ye'oni. Because that's, if you're indulging in basal, so it's an expensive food, and you might become an oni. So therefore, the Torah is, lim the Torah derech eretz, when you eat meat, it should be like you have to go to hunt for it. So that means, so it's not a daily course. Itim rechoykais, achi yegiye betirche. That's lim the Torah derech eretz. Tana rabbonam. And really here, the drash that the Gemara is going to make is from the end of the Pasuk. The Pasuk says as follows, Ki yachib Hashem alekecha es gebulcha, kasha dibaloch, v'achalto oichla boso, ki save nafshecha lechel boso. Ki save nafshecha lechel boso. So it says, you're saying oich la bosa kisave nafshecha lechel bosa. Limda teire derech eretz shelo yoichel odam bosa elo l'tei ovoim. You should only eat bosa when it's saave nafshecha. That means if it's a daily course, so it's not saave nafshecha. He has it every day. So it loses its chshivis. Limda teire derech eretz shloyechel bosom elo l'tiyovim. That means it shouldn't be eaten frequently. So when you eat it already, it has a chshivis. That's the limud. Shloyechel odam bosa elo l'tiyovim. Only l'tiyovim. He shouldn't be rogel bachilas bosa. So when he eats it, it's eaten l'tiyovim. Yachel yikach odom in ashuk v'yoichel. A person should indulge in meat, even though he doesn't have animals. He should go and purchase meat. Tamalim v'zavachta mibkocha mitzaincha. No, it says you should shecht. Don't invest in meat. If you possess boka v'tzain, v'zavachta mibkocha mitzaincha. Yachel yizbach kol b'korei. V'yoichal kol tzoyne. What if he has only one boko or one tzoyne? So he wants to eat meat, so he'll go and shecht that animal. Tamaloyme, no. If you only have one animal, you let it work. You don't shecht it. Tamaloyme, mib kolcho, v'loy kol b'cholcho. Mi tzoyncho, v'loy kol tzoyncho. Mikan omar abeloza ben Azarye. So the Pasuk is telling us that one should not indulge in meat. One should not buy meat. If you have animals, you can check an animal. If that's the only animal you have, so an indulgent meat. Let us see what Rashi says. Mibkocha, im yeshloi be'edroi, ikach, vim lav, la yikne bishuk, you shouldn't go and indulge and buy meat, that's too much of a luxury. Kol bekoroi, im ein loi ele shoyer echot, yizbechenu. Yeah. Mikan omer Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. So Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah put guidelines how one should eat. Mi sheyesh loi mone. It seems that's all that he has a mone. Yikach lifsoi litro yerek. So lifsoi is for the ulfis, for the kdere. He should buy a litro of yerek. That means he doesn't have too much money, so you know he should eat yerokis. That's the cheapest food. Asore mone, what if he has asore mone? Yikach lifsoi litro dogim. Then you could invest in dogim, which are more expensive. Chamishim mone, yikach lifsoi litro boso. Then you could buy meat. Meya mone, if he has meya mone, so he's well to do. Yispesu like teire b'chol yoyt. So then you could have meat every night. If you have meya mone, so you have an abundance. Amos, so when should they eat? We said chamishim mone is yikach lifsa litra boso, or asara mone yikach lifsa litra dogim. This is me'erev Shabbos, me'erev Shabbos. Then you should only eat me'erev Shabbos or erev Shabbos. I mean, you only have for Shabbos meat, shouldn't have, or dogim, you shouldn't have during the week. If you, this is your budget, you only have the asara mone or chamishim mone, so then don't purchase these commodities from the middle of the week. Zutrashi, lipsoi, likterosoi, Lashanilfis, Mishka Litra Yerek, Avo Bosa La Yoichal. He shouldn't purchase Bosa. Dogim, Hoyu Bezoil, Bim Kaimam Yaiser Mina Bosa. So therefore we said if you had a ceremony, you buy dogim. Yispois, Kshenaisnen Kdeira La Kire, Kdei Svi, Kori Svisa. So that's if you have made money, you can eat meat each night. Ve'inach Amos, Elo Acherim Sh'omru Litra Dogim V'Litra Bosa, Amos Yechlua Im Loi V'Chol Yoim. So the Gemara says, so that's because only Meyer money you eat V'Chol Yoim. So you eat it on Shabbos. Eat it for Shabbos. But during the week you don't indulge in fish or meat. Look the Gemara weiter, Omar Rav, Srichin onu lochush ledivrei zoket. We have to be chayish for Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, and that means, so what does Rashi say? Lochush ulistapik vimzoin is kalim. He's giving us a strict diet. One should minimize on what he's eating. Only have meat for Shabbos or fish for Shabbos, and you eat during the week. You eat other things. So Rabbi Yochanan said, Abe, Rav, mi mishpaches b'riyim Abe. Abe was a bori. So Mamela, if you're a bori, so that means you can exist without meat. For health purposes, you can live without meat, with yerokes. Now, stamazai meat is more enjoyable. And that he said, you know, and that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah gave guidelines, so you don't splurge. If you don't have too much money, you don't splurge for stamazai things which are enjoyable. Avol kegoin onu, we're weak. We don't have the koiches of Rav. Mi sheyesh lei pruta b'soich kisa yiritzen lechemveni. He has a pruta, he goes right away to the chemveni and buys some meat. We need it, push it for our health, that we should have koiches. That's what Rashi says. Let's see Rashi. Abo mi mishpachas b'riyim. Rabbi Yochanan kori l'rav abed. Kigoin onu, shein onu b'riyim. Mi she'ein lo yele pruta yiritzenu lechem b'ni. Lo yisagif atzmoi Be'inui, v'yitzach l'briyish Yosef akert. That means by having koiches, so you can do something. If you can, if you're going to be mitzamtzem on the food, you won't have any koiches. So zicha be a nitzrach l'briyish. Omar Rav Nachman, so Rav Nachman said, we see moiridik techalishis adoyos. Omar Rav Yochen and Abo mimishpachas briyim hab. You know, the Omar Rav Nachman kegoin onu lovin vo'oichlu. That Rav Yochen said, if you have a pruta, you buy. By us, if you don't have a pruta, you borrow a pruta to buy me because we're shvacha. So Rashi, Omar Rav Nachman kegoin onu, Rav Nachman ache doirish Rav Yochen hada. Oye, betomid, oilom hoyo misnoyne vo'oilech, lahoye bori ka oison shibime Rav Yochenim, tal hilka hu aime kegoin onu, kegoin onu afilu imein lonu prute, mitzvah oleinu lilvais velecho. It's a mitzvah, fakert, because we need this food poshet for health purposes. Let us see, Taisvis. Asor mona yikach litro dogim, nun monim yikach litro bosa. So Taisvis bin koimom, o yu dogim bezoil, yaiso minabosa, ki de pesh pekuntres. Avo bemedre shaymen, Rashi and Chumash brings this down. Euchem yem rishen evoizen vitana goylem, yem beiz dogim, yem shlishi bosa revi kidneys. So it would seem that bosa was cheaper than dogim, so for kelt, it seems that you minimize what you give to the euchem each day, you give less and less. Now the Gemara wants to darshan a posuk in Mishlei. Kvosim luvoshecho. So the Gemara is saying how a person should economize. That a person should have kvosim luvoshecho. From the kvosim, he should make his malbushim. And so you'll have a source of begodim. Zitrashi, kvosim lubushecha, mikrohu beseifa mishle, knei lecha tzoi, behei lecha hagiza lilboish, and the giza will be for your malbushim. So it's a very good investment, because the tzoin, you'll be able to get gaze from the tzoin, and you'll be able to have malbushim. It says further, Mechir Sode Atudim, Mechir Sode Atudim. So the Gemara darshins, Lo Oilom Yimker Odom Sode V'yikach Atudim. He should sell the field and purchase tzoin, but Yimker Odom Atudim V'yikach Sode, because Atudim, tzoin is very good. We'll see, you can use them for Malbushim, you can use the Cholov, for Achille. So what does Rashi say? He should always sell the soda v'yikach atudim tzoin sheyesh lemem cholov lefarnosa v'gizo lilboish. So this is a moiridike commodity. Tzoin, you have already the clothing and food is taken care of. V'dei chalev izim, this is a continuation of the posik, Dayoi la'odom she is parnes mechalev gidiyim utloin she besoy beis, and that'll be enough for him. That'll be enough that he'll be able to sustain himself with the milk products that he gets from the izim. Lelachmecho lelechem beischo. This is further lachmecho lechem beischo. So it's telling us a seder lachmecho. Koidem lelechem beisecho. That the seder is, others say, even though we have a person is a behemoth, so he has to first see that the behemoth has to eat, and then And then he eats, but here, but by the Pesach is going on Ishtoi or Mishpachtoi. So the side is first, Lelachmecho, first you eat, and then Lelachem Beisecha. Lachmecho, Koidem, Lelachem Beisecha. Bachayim, Lenarei Secha. Omar, Marzutra, Bereida, Rav Nachman, Ten Chayim, Lenarei Secha. Mikan limda teira der cheret shulei liyilamed odom es benoi boso biyayin. I should teach them by stois dafke the minimum tzolche chayim. What does Rashi say? Dayi lodom hochi mashme dechol of izim dayi loch bechelboin bloi sishchetayim besoichlein tein chayim lenari secho livnei veisecho. The mad darche chaim listapek b'mezaynis kalim.